I saw the Spirit coming down as a dove from heaven, and he remained upon him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this is the octave day of Epiphany, that is the final day of our great celebration of this great feast of Epiphany. And like I told you yesterday, today in the Mass we commemorate the very significant event in the life of Jesus, that is when he was baptized by Saint John the Baptist. And description which the Gospel gives us of this great event contains a very touching image when a dove is descended upon Jesus, and everybody could see that. And this dove is none other than symbol of the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. So in the same instance, we have all the persons of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you should know, children, that when the priest baptized you, he also invoked the Holy Trinity and baptized you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So just like Jesus was baptized and Holy Trinity was there, also you, children, when you were made Catholics, you were baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. There was also another special moment in your life, and that was when you were confirmed. And that was a great day when you became temples of the Holy Ghost. Like every Christian is called to be a follower of Jesus, he is also meant to be filled with Holy Ghost, and that is that his temple, his body is the temple where Holy Ghost lives. And in the Gospel and in the minds of men too, dove which descended on Jesus on his baptism, dove is the symbol of peace. So we have a very important lesson about peace in the book of Gospels as well. And children, you should make a good note and remember that peace is something which only God can give to you. You never have total and perfect peace in this life or in the next, unless you are a good follower of Jesus, that is, you confess your sins and do charitable and good works to others. And if every man would act like this, we would have peace in the world. Unfortunately, because people often commit so many great sins, and there is hardly any moment in world history when true peace has reigned on earth. After the Second World War, which happened some years ago, and which was very big and huge battle, and many people were killed after that great war, those people who had suffered so much and who had seen their beloved being killed, they chose a dove as a symbol for peace. Pure white dove which descended to Jesus, it was seen as a very suitable symbol of all the men's desire for a new future and everlasting peace. Of course, they could not have chosen more fitting symbol. When you are a temple of the Holy Ghost, you must always act peacefully like Jesus did. Of course, these people who came together and selected this dove as a peace symbol, they didn't have the full understanding of what truly constitutes peace. If you want peace, children, you have to always seek that from God Almighty and not from men. Many men and leaders of the world, they might have good intention, but if they seek the solution from men instead of God, they will never achieve everlasting peace. But you children, you can be peacemakers of your own by remembering that you are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And that means that you're not engaged yourself in any quarrels, fights, or anything like that. Instead, you must follow Christ, who never sinned, and you also have to always stay away and far away from all sin. And another great thing which the dove symbolizes is innocence. As much as you should want peace, children, you should also want to remain innocent, like a pure white dove. The Holy Ghost appeared under the form of a dove so that he could show that Jesus is the innocent and beloved one of his Father. Jesus never committed any sin, and he always acted well and with purity in everything he did. And you children, if you want to be true temples of the Holy Ghost, you should also love innocence and purity. And that means that you always love that what God loves, and you hate everything he hates. That is, that you love doing right, and you hate all sin. Only one thing in this world can take you away from God's grace and his salvation, and that is sin. In your lives, be therefore a good and fervent and joyful followers of Jesus, and prove yourself to the world that you are worthy to be temples of the Holy Ghost. And as a pure and innocent dove, remember to remain you and make yourself peacemakers, and as the dove is the symbol of purity and innocence, remain also you for your whole lives pure and innocent. Love everything God loves and stay far, far away from all sin. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.